This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay. Starting this one off Thursday. We're in Buffalo right now, Alex.
Yeah.
Alex and I are sitting in a car in a parking lot of a Walmart in Buffalo recording right now. Not really. We're home, but recording early, but we're in Buffalo. If you're listening Thursday, starting things off with a little Rock Around the Christmas Tree. Brenda Lee finally hit number one. It's the number one song in the country right now, the Hot 100, 65 years after it was released.
Nice.
So she's got a hit on her head. She's still going. Brenda Lee's still around. I wonder why this one became number one again of all the Christmas songs. Is it in something? Is it in like a Taylor Swift commercial or whatever?
Maybe.
Somebody who, anything they touch turns to gold. Is it in one of those shows? Is it in...
Stranger Things,
yeah, like. But anyway, congratulations to everybody who's involved 65 years later. And here we are. Christmas time in Buffalo. We're at the Helium Buffalo Comedy Club tonight. If you guys are in the neighborhood, come on by. And I had the Long Island, back to Long Island. New York City Friday night. I'll be in New York City, just night off, moving around the city, seeing what's up. What are you guys doing? You know, New York City. I don't even know what goes on anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's the holiday season in New York City, so I'll be a part of it. You know, the hustle and the bustle. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
And then on to Long Island, Levittown, Long Island. Governors, come there. And then finally, finish it up.
Yep.
You guys won't have to hear me promoting shows for at least 2 more weeks.
Ooh.
Until I move on to the 2024 shows. But then I finish it up in Rhode Island at the Stadium Theater, sold out. People are just, I mean, Rhode Island is freaking out about my appearance.
Yeah.
And lot to talk about today on a Thursday episode. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. Besides Brenda Lee, you're probably thinking to yourself, what are they doing for Christmas in Ronkonkoma, my hometown?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, a lot of people are. A lot of people ask, Chris, what's going on in Ronkonkoma? There's quite a bit. They got a Christmas parade going on there. They also have this Christmas parade, though, is interesting. You want to hear about it?
Yeah.
The Ronkonkoma Christmas parade. Dress yourself and your horse with bells, bows, and tinsel and everything Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday parades are so much fun, a great experience. We've been riding in this parade and many others. We'd like to continue the tradition. This is a horse parade. I didn't realize how many people in Ronkonkoma had
horses. Yeah.
But I guess there's enough to get a parade going of Ronkonkoma people. I believe if it's anything like when I was growing up in Ronkonkoma in like the 70s, everyone just had like illegal horses, not just horses, like all sorts of livestock in their backyards. I think people have clamped down on such things these days. I don't think you're allowed to have pigs and chickens and horses. And I'm talking, we were getting to the point where people were having like, you know, lions and stuff in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, what are we doing here? But I believe some of the people just have like illegal horses in their yards, at least when I was growing up, like I said. But now they may be legal. Who knows? They're going to help escort Santa in a fire truck from the fire department to the tree lighting. It's just the horses and Santa in the fire truck. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. The woman who wrote this she must have had some issues in the past with this parade, mm-hmm. and now she's like laying it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the tree lighting, we stay about 15 minutes as the children and adults love to greet the horses and have their pictures taken. You got 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's it. You got kids having a good time. They want to take pictures with the horses and the fire truck. 15 minutes. Hurry up.
Yep.
We meet at Cole's parking lot, the south end. It's quiet there. Okay. All Ronkonkoma Avenue before 4.1. We have a police escort to the firehouse, so we need to be on the horses by 1 p.m. We should meet in the parking lot around 11:30 to 12. You know how long it takes to dress up a horse?
Yeah, I do.
I don't. But apparently
a long time.
Like an hour.
More.
Yeah. This parade is good for the first time. What? This parade is good for first time in parade. Oh, if this is your first time in a parade, this is a good parade to start, I think is what she's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's meant for the horses or for the human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's probably, this is a good way to start.
Yeah.
If you're considering a career in parading, I recommend starting it off at the Ronkonkoma Christmas Parade at the Kohl's parking lot. Now, the Kohl's parking lot, what you may not know, Alex, is the Kohl's parking lot at one time was the Caldor parking lot.
Ooh.
And I work there.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a little scandal, if I remember.
There was a Cabbage Patch scandal. I didn't get caught. I mean, there were some people getting dragged out in handcuffs.
Yeah. They're still in Guantanamo.
They could be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Nobody knows whatever happened to Mike Russo. He was doling out Cabbage Patches for $150, $200 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I was involved, but not involved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was. We had. I knew it stunk to high heaven.
Yeah.
I was in toys just for a short time. I think they knew I was going to be a good employee, so they got me out of there. I was not on like a Catholic priest. They just moved me to another department, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like they do in the Catholic, you know, the Catholic priests have a problem. They just move them to another parish.
Good looking
kids over here too, you know? So they moved me over to seasonal for a little while. That got me out of there. Got some of the stink off me as I stood over, you know, the Cabbage Patch stink. Went over there and did some barbecues and stuff. Then they moved me over to Major Appliances and everything was roses from that point on. Anyway, that's enough about me. Let's get back to the parade.
Okay.
You must, in all capital letters, be a 2022 paid member if you and your horse want to be in this parade.
Of course.
If your horse is a little frisky, once again, you must, M-U-T-S-E, in all capitals, have a walker. Things happen you don't expect. Holiday parades are noisy. So watch out.
Mm-hmm.
I think what she's trying to say is maybe that's a pooping. A lot of times you see the horses just, it's always amazing to me that horses can just poop as they're walking. You know, you see it all. We all see it all the time, especially in parades.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a guy who just walks behind him and just a poop guy.
Yeah.
You see it at all the parades, even the big parades, not a first timer parade like this.
No.
And there's a poop guy right behind him just getting a bowl of poop. But the horses would just poop while I walk and just comes right out. They don't even stop.
No.
Just, I don't know if I could do that. Like,
sounds hard.
It does sound hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, please register with Wendy by 11:28. We have at least 5 horses. If we don't have at least 5 horses, we're going to have to cancel.
Yeah.
I hope they got the 5 horses. Anyway, it's going to be fun. Wendy sounds like a bit of a, I think Wendy's going to be a lot that day. That day in the Kohl's parking lot, I think we're going to, somebody better have a camera going because I believe Wendy's going to have an absolute freak out
Wendy's
that day.
Lose
she's,
it. Yeah.
She's, if you don't have a walker, your horse is Is this your first time in a parade?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
You said on your invitation, this is a good parade to start in.
Yeah.
Do you have a walker for your horse? I don't. It's an illegal horse I had in the backyard. It's filled with rabies and, you know, it's got all sorts of sores on its legs. Is that going to be a problem? Oh, I mean, no, because it's not, because we only have four horses. Yeah. We're not canceling this son of a bitch. I'm out here in the Kohl's parking lot freezing my ass off. These kids want to take pictures. They got 15 goddamn minutes. All right, Wendy, take it easy. See if we can get some spray paint on this horse's legs, cover up some of those wounds, and we'll get this thing going. Oh, so that's fun. That's what's going on around Concord. This is not the only one. They also, the fire department's doing like a tree lighting mm-hmm. or something, Christmas parade. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time just to hear the Ronkonkoma parents screaming at their children to look. You know, here comes the fire truck is coming. The fire truck is, get the goddamn kids off the monkey bars. The fire, they're going to miss the fire truck. They're going to miss the fire. You happy? You got your face in the damn phone. You missed the fire. He's gone. Santa Claus is gone. The son of a bitch is gone. You missed it because you were watching some stupid show on the phone. I swear to God, Susan, they never take their face out of these phones. Santa Claus just went by. You didn't even see the scabbed up horse. There was a scabbed up horse here for 15 minutes, and you didn't even take a picture. These kids, they're ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with them. They're ungrateful.
Yeah. Yeah, Wendy. Wait, are you Wendy?
No.
Or you're Susan now?
I understand your confusion. No, I'm not Wendy. Although, you know, might as well be.
A lot of gals out there.
Yeah, exactly. I encompass all the people of the great Long Island.
Yeah, you're a symbolic Wendy.
People were asking me. I have a friend who is going to live in Brooklyn. I don't know. She was like, so what exactly is Long Island? Because I keep hearing, but she's from here,
mm-hmm.
L.A. And she's like, is it his own state? Is it part of the city? Is it? And I was like, well, it's two counties. It's Nassau and Suffolk County, and it also encompasses Brooklyn and Queens, mm-hmm. boroughs of New York City. But other than that, I couldn't tell you what it is. She's like, but I feel like it's its own thing. And I'm like, well, it is. She goes, but it's part of New York State. I'm like, yes, it is part of New York State. She goes, so why don't they call it New York? I said, well, they do, but yeah. They also call it Long Island. We're proud people, the Long Island, you know, Long Island New Yorkers mm-hmm. of Long Island. And sometimes, you know, of Lord, we have some nice stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But then, of course, we also have... you know, the Kohl's parking lot filled with horses.
It was sword.
Yeah,
sore-ridden horses.
Oh, boy. Who knows? Anyway, there's a lot going. You want to hear some dating? Like, I feel like there's dating right now is interesting during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to date during Christmas or whatever, I feel like it's an interesting time if you're in that world. I don't know if people are. But I'm fascinated by it. If people are, if they still out there, I have some friends who've been in relationships for a long time, and now they're probably late 30s, early 40s, and their relationships are ending or on the outs, and they're like, I'm back in the game,
mm-hmm.
and every one of them seems miserable about it.
Terrifying.
So I don't know if you would want to be back in the game or if it's terrible or awful. I don't really know why. Like, is it bad because? I mean, is there anybody who's like, I'm happy to be back at it, happy to be on the apps and whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like people are just over the apps.
I feel like anyone who's like, I'm happy to be, the 3 nights in, they're crying alone, right? Like, if you're pumped, it's going to knock you down a little.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it would seem like a nightmare to like go on a date again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, I'm going to pick you up at the, you ever been to a parade? I'm gonna take you over to Kohl's parking lot. I got a couple of friends over there. You ever see a horse dressed like Santa Claus? Yeah. Well, you know how long it takes to dress up a horse?
Hour and a half. 90 minutes.
And you only get 15 minutes to look at it.
Yeah.
So if you want, I'll meet you there for 15 minutes over at Kohl's parking lot. We look at these horses and get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go over to Tobin's. So yeah, I wouldn't even know like where to, you pick them up, you go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Is it a coffee, the daytime one yeah. first?
Is it weird to pick people up now? Do you meet, is it like we Uber separate?
You used to have to, like I'm not talking way back. Yeah. I mean, you used to like have to, that was the gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah.
Go pick them up, mm-hmm. knock on the door.
Now it's might be creepy though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're right. That's a completely,
you just trying to drive me home late at night? Like, I can see.
I know. You yeah. might, yeah, just meet us there, Ubers, Lyfts, whatever. Well, anyway, you got to watch out for this. There's a whole new thing going on right now. It's called holidaying. Oh, a new yeah. dating trend experts are warning you about. If you're single and ready to mingle, the holiday season could be a great time to date around, potentially meet someone new to snuggle with during the colder months. This is known as cuffing season. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
We did talk about this before, mm-hmm. cuffing season.
It's big in like colder weather places.
It sounds dirtier than it is. Yeah. Cuffing season sounds like something you'd have to, mm-hmm. you know, get. It feels like a lot. Yeah. But I guess it's just what? Cuffing season is just getting just, warm.
Yeah.
The common dating trend that comes and goes with the seasons. But along with the more familiar romantic dating trends come some unfortunately toxic ones. Mm. And experts have coined the new one called holidaying, which they warn is manipulative, according to Fruits, a dating app popular among Gen Z. Holidaying is a combination of already existing trends, love bombing, and situationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what any of this means, Alex, okay. but let's read on and see if we can suss it out. Mm-hmm. Love bombing means a prospective partner who starts bombing you with lots of attention and affection at the very first start of a relationship.
Yeah.
That's what love bombing is?
Yeah.
Have you ever been, like, is that a thing people are doing? Like, right off the bat, like, God, I love you. You are the greatest.
No, they don't say it. They do, like, acts of, they do a lot. It's essentially what it is they're real attentive of you in the first month, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm busy. Sorry.
You ever, speaking of love bombing, you ever do a bath bomb?
I have.
Yeah, we got one. Yeah. We got one. My wife bought one, a glittery one for my daughter. My daughter loves them. My wife has a big old glittery bath bomb.
Uh-huh.
I said, what the fuck is this? She goes, she wanted a bath bomb. It's in that Lush store,
yeah.
you know, in the mall.
It's a $17 bath.
And I'm like, yeah, I got it, but you didn't buy, have yeah. to buy the glittery one. So, mm-hmm. of course, we have to put the glittery one in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's bubbling up. I mean, it looks like there was looking like a cauldron from like a one of those cartoons when they were boiling people in a big pot.
Yeah.
Just bubbling up, glitter everywhere. My tub is ruined. I just have to have somebody come take the tub out. It's absolutely ruined. Anyway, back to bath bombing. I mean, sorry, love bombing. With lots of attention and affection for the very start of the relationship, but later used it as a way to manipulate and control you. Oh, mm-hmm. I get it. Like, yeah. Remember when I told you I loved you?
Yeah.
Well, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to saw your body in half, put you in a garbage bag, and take you to a dumpster in Tarzana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a couple of workers come and get your body, and they're gonna find out it's not, they're gonna immediately feel that it's squishier than what you said
leaves.
It was yeah, yeah. Leaves, yeah. Meanwhile, situationship is when people aren't able to define what's going on between them and they are either nervous or reluctant to commit in relationships. I was a classic for a time mm-hmm. way back in the early days. I believe I was there was not a name for it, but I was a classic relate, what do they call it? A situationship. I was definitely a situationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just what are we? I was like, nothing. We're nothing. You know, we're just
two people.
We're hooking up. Why do we got to put a title? I was, what a douchebag. Anyway, holidaying. Mm-hmm. Here you go, everybody. According to Fruits expert Rian Kivitz, involves elements of both of these trends and combines them to trick someone into thinking they are looking for a long term partner. Holidaying is a new dating trend that sees single people intentionally leading on potential love interests by deceptively leaning into nostalgic romance, familiar and Christmas rom-coms, by pulling on the heartstrings in order to secure a seasonal partner. Oh, so maybe they go into Chris, like, I don't know. What does that mean? Pulling on the heartstrings, popular and Christmas rom-coms,
mm-hmm.
running through the streets to get to the party before it ends, and then telling them at the party, you know, I knew I loved you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you at that bar and the Jersey Shore, remember?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Alex. Yeah.
Dave's? Yeah. I loved
it there.
We were
Dave's. Dave's bar. Yeah. And the Jersey Shore.
You told me you love my eyes and you're going to spend the whole holiday season with
me. Well, here I am. I'm here to be real toxic on you.
Yeah.
Let's get toxic.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what's our situation?
Oh, it's the best. See? Oh, I don't know. So yeah, that's what, I mean, I guess like that, like at the end of When Harry Met Sally, or I don't know, I Love Actually, mm-hmm. just running into through places and then they meet up with the person. You know, here's what I would do. I'd meet you. You're there prepping your horse for the parade. You know, we met over horses. We were into horses, and that's how we met. And
now I'm a horse girl.
Yeah, yeah. And you're okay. prepping your horse for the parade in the Kohl's parking lot, and I'm running from my house on Ocean Avenue in Ronkonkoma. I'm running around the lake Ronkonkoma. It's a long run. I'm barely making it.
But you're physically fit.
Well, I got to stop a couple times. You okay. Know. Whew, and then I finally make it to the parking lot just in time. And you know who's not thrilled about this? Wendy.
Wendy's pissed.
Wendy's fuming because she's only got four. She's got four horses. One of them's on its last legs. She doesn't even know if this parade's going to happen. And here I come to try and, you know, woo you. You're playing a part, you know? And you know, Wendy's like, we got to. Do you understand how long it takes to dress a horse? Yeah. In a Kohl's parking lot. And we got these children awaiting. We got 15 fucking minutes. And there I am, fucking up the whole thing with my, what are they calling this? Trent?
Holidaying.
Yeah. I'm out there holidaying all over everybody. This is not. Lean into, okay, let's read more. The big problem with holidaying is that when they fizzle out after the festive season and your love interest ghosts you or withdraws, you could find yourself feeling incredibly let down and disappointed. You may even end up starting a new year feeling heartbroken and hopeless about relationships. Nobody wants to spend January nursing a broken heart. Is that true, Alex?
I mean, new year, new me.
What are the signs of holidays? And you want to know the signs? You guys might. This is helping. This episode is going to help you guys. Mm-hmm. Similar to love bombing, holidays can start with a person seeming extremely interested and keen on moving through the stages of relationship too quickly. If someone is coming on too strong and giving over-the-top compliments or romantic gestures, it could be a sign that you are being holidayed.
Okay.
You should you tell them that right up front. Mm-hmm. You know, whoa, whoa, whoa. I think you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful. I like your body. I like what you look like.
Okay.
I like that ass. Is that how you do it? I don't know. See, I haven't done this in a long time.
It's been a while.
You got
yeah.
some nice tits on.
You got to say it differently these days.
How do I do it? Okay,
You have to say...
You look good to me.
Yep, there you go.
You look good to me. Mm, I like to get up in it.
They like
yes.
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Are you holidaying me? Oh, what's that? What's that? I like to. Mm-hmm. I like to holidays all over that shit. Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm doing... Thank you. If their behavior feels excessive and overly affectionate, it's worth asking yourself whether it feels genuine or if it's moving too quickly. If they seem to be making extreme promises about the future or telling you that you're the best thing that's ever happened to them, isn't this what you're supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Like, this would be nice if you... See, here's the problem with all of this. If you like the person, this is nice.
Yeah.
If the person's a weirdo, this is not, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like everything else. This is every other weird trend or, you know, whatever. You don't want any of this stuff from somebody you're not into.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody you like, you're like, oh, I like hearing nice things about myself.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keep everyone at arm's length. It might sound counterintuitive, but a person can express heightened levels of affection and interest while still keeping you guessing. Yeah, I agree. That's what I do, Alex. It's been 5 years. As a matter of fact, we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. And I'm still keeping you guessing, aren't I?
Yeah.
You don't even know if I like you or not.
Actually leaning the other way.
On any given day, you just never know.
No, no. You've been love bombing me the entire time we've
really
worked
together. How to avoid? You want to know how to avoid getting holidayed? I think this is now. Listen up, everyone. If you're single, I know many of you probably not. You're in happy, nice relationships, and God bless you. Look at the shit you'd have to deal with if you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
As with all relationships, it's important to set boundaries and be clear about your intentions. This is even more essential in order to avoid being holidayed or falling victim to any other toxic dating trends. As a general rule of thumb, if the person is trying to manipulate you, they'll become defensive, quickly lose interest, struggle to commit to long terms, or you may resort in gaslighting to save face. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Yeah. I don't know if I did gaslighting. That was when you make them believe they're like crazy or something, right?
Yeah.
It's important to note that it's not okay to allow yourself to get caught up in romance of the moment whilst being upfront about your needs and accept. Dating is all about having fun and enjoying the moment. Whilst, this person uses whilst
big
a
words,
lot.
Yeah.
Being honest about what you want and your intentions, plus feeling safe about sharing your feelings. That's pretty good. We mm-hmm. think we learned something there?
Yeah.
I think we did too. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna agree with that. Okay, now we're going to get to some bad news. Once again, staying with the singles theme. If you are, we're probably losing half our audience because they're like, we haven't been single in 40 years. What the fuck are you talking about? But come on, let us have, what do you want to talk about? Brenda Lee's Rocking Around a Christmas Tree, 65-year-old song.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about Jamie Lynn Spears, the dad?
Yeah.
Jamie Spears, that's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Had to cut off his leg.
What?
Yes.
Well, been
like
there.
Your dad.
Yeah, been there.
You and Britney Spears have that in common. Both of your dads have one leg.
Yeah.
Due to probably
soda.
Dr. Pepper.
How did probably, you Mr. Pibb?
Yeah,
to
oh,
be
excuse
exact.
Me, Mr. Pibb. A love of Mr. Pibb now to one leg down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Jamie Spears, I just read this morning, had a infection or something in his leg,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone.
Yeah.
That leg is now gone. So he's one legged, and who knows? And mm-hmm. But Britney Spears says she's not going to reconcile, even though he has one leg.
Wow.
The sympathy. I don't know where they got that. She didn't say that, you know, but somebody in her camps that I heard her say,
yeah.
Even with the one leg, she's not getting involved. But the mom is back.
Mm-hmm.
They've been separate.
I thought she was like persona non grata.
She was
she
for
was
a long
worse
time, at least
than
from
the dad.
What we, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. But now, I guess she had a dog. There was a sick dog. She ran the Thanksgiving Day. Brittany took the dog to the vet, and the mom was there to help her through it.
Wow.
You know why the dad wasn't there?
He's getting his foot cut off.
What, they got to run around one leg? Poor son of a bitch.
Hobble into the
vet.
Yeah,
can't be doing that.
No.
But anyway, so, I mean, there you go. That's that story. What are you, 10 minutes on that?
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. We got to do shit like this. Best and worst cities for singles. You ready for this?
I am.
The top five cities for singles, according to this study, our data sets ranges a share of the population that is single to the number of online dating opportunities. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the average price of a two-person meal. So
okay.
Put in all those things. If they got enough sites, enough people on those sites, enough population,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to bang the same four people over and over again, you know, if you're in a smaller town, and the price of a meal for two.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is the cities that fit into that criteria. And if you're single, get to these cities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hot action going on. And number two, Alex, is a place you're very familiar with.
Okay.
Number two is your hometown of
Ooh.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Good place.
Alex's hometown. That is one of the top five cities. It comes in at number two. Number five, let's see, we'll just go in random order. Number five is a place that people were raving about a few years ago. I'm not sure if it's still as high on the list of as people love, but I like it. Good town. Been there quite a bit lately doing shows and stuff and always have a good time. Austin, Texas, coming in number five. Number four, a great city. A great city for many reasons. Always have fun there. And that's going to be Atlanta, Georgia, number mm-hmm. four. Number three, a city that you and I recently performed in, had a great time. Once again, I believe you spent some time there.
Okay.
Seems like you were really on the single scene, Alex. That's Denver, Colorado, coming in number three.
Back in the day.
Number one, bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the city. Been to it many times. I can't say that I've been there for long amounts of time and got to know the city. But Seattle, Washington,
okay.
the number one city for singles, according to this study.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, you know where Los Angeles ranked in this?
17.
No, we ranked 29th
okay.
in the survey. We're also ranked in the following categories. Here's the way Los Angeles ranked. 62nd in share of singles, 85th in online dating opportunities, 90th in mobile dating opportunities, 7th in restaurants per capita.
Okay.
164th in restaurant meal costs. Yeah, we're expensive here.
Yeah.
Singles gender balance, 43rd, 180th in movie costs, and 168th in unemployment rate.
Wow.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but anyway, that's where we ranked.
If you like an unemployed man.
Yeah, so there you go. That sounds fun. Go out, have some fun, enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A couple of other things I wanted to cover show business wise, because I know people love show business, Alex. You got to give them, people some show business stuff, because they come over here and they're like, what the hell? Is he talking about a Christmas parade in Ronkonkoma? Yeah, he is. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, God, they just don't stop.
They don't?
Like, I mean, whatever machine is behind this couple that nobody seemed to care about, you know, when they were on their respective shows, Good Morning America, Fifth Hour, whatever they were on. Then that, you know, the relationship started, whether it was cheating or not, who knows? They say it wasn't. But now, then it went away. Now they seem to be back again talking about it on like a podcast or something. They must have a great publicist who constantly gets them out into the Page Six and the trade papers, whatever. Anyway, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes denied cheating allegations 1 year after the messy scandal. The ousted GMA3 co-host reflected on their infidelity allegations leveled against them, and their relationship was out in November 2022. And they also said that it was a very low time in their lives. They were contemplating suicide. They had to do welfare checks on each other.
Oh, wow.
Are you good? I'm good.
Okay.
Are you good? I'm good. And then they banged each other. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes?
Yeah, it's a wellness check.
Yeah, it's a wellness check. So there you go. There's that. Want to hear some other? Paris Hilton admits she didn't change her son Phoenix's diaper for a month. I don't know if someone else did it.
Yeah.
Or the kid had a dirty diaper on for a month. I don't want to read the rest of the story. No. You guys, you make up your own ending on that one. I said I wouldn't do this on my birthday, but I will for you, Paris and Love Star, who welcomed baby Phoenix via surrogate. Okay. Tyra Banks shared a no makeup photo for her 50th birthday.
Okay.
Said it feels damn good. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do what you're about to do. She's Tyra Banks, good looking lady.
Yeah.
50th. She's 50. And she shared a no makeup photo. Kate Middleton. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton looks cheerful during hospital appearance amid racist royal scandal. Now, we'll cover this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are up on this. I don't care about the royal family. I don't really, but we'll talk about it just for fun. I guess you remember when Meghan and Harry were on the Oprah thing, and she said, Meghan Markle said that someone in the royal family had asked about the potential skin color of their first child.
Yeah.
You know, they were concerned. They were like, well, what are we going to... You understand, you're black and he's white, so what's this kid going to be? And she said that someone asked her. Like, they were concerned about the skin color. She didn't say who that royal was. And now a new book has come out, and apparently in this book, they name the names of who said that thing to her about the skin color of the baby. It was Prince Charles, the mm-hmm. dad, King, now currently King Charles.
Yeah.
And they say it was her, Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And, woo, I mean, yeah. bomb dropped, ooh. Alex. Now, I don't think Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle liked each other much anyway, but it's over now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to side just on knowing absolutely nothing or caring. I'm going to side with Meghan Markle on this one. Just looking at the pantsuits that Kate Middleton wears, I'm going to judge her strictly on pantsuits.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely asked that question. 100%. She wears the type of pants that ask, yeah. what's the color of this kid going to be?
Mm-hmm.
We have to concern ourselves with the color of this kid.
Yeah.
And Prince Charles just asked because he's an old dumb guy who, you know, is in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not shocking that they were concerned about a possible black person being in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to side with Meghan Markle on that one. What do you think of that?
I agree.
Thank you, Alex. Britney Spears' dad lost his leg. We already talked about that. Amputated. She's not reconciling with the dad because of that. Taylor Swift told People magazine that she thinks that her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is the sexiest man alive.
Okay.
Cardi B and Offset unfollowed each other after they think they're outgrowing their relationship.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I can't.
I know. I thought those two were built on a solid foundation.
Isn't Offset one of the Migos?
I'm sorry. What? What the fuck was that? I mean, if you said that, if I deciphered that sentence and broke down each word of it, I have
Kate
no
Middleton
idea what the hell are you talking about. I believe he is, if I'm not mistaken. Why is Julia Roberts all of a sudden back in the fold? I feel like I've been seeing Julia Roberts like back out there, like mm-hmm. on she's on talk shows and so on The View, and she's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is she promoting something? She's talking about her husband, Danny Moore. She looks good. She still looks good.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, Julia Roberts has got to be 50 something, right?
She is 56.
56. She's my age. I knew we were kind of like the same age.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with she loves Danny Moore. See, she was on Hoda Kotb. She's out there promoting something.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she got married to Danny Moore? And no one thought that was going to last. They've been going strong.
Going strong.
I know. She was with all these celebrities. And then one day she just married like a cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that can't last. You're a pretty woman. And this guy's just a cameraman. And look how it's still going. Oh, boy. And Jamie Foxx.
She is, just so you know, she does have a movie coming out called Leave the World Behind. It comes out in a few weeks. So
okay.
I imagine
so
she's that's
out
what she's
there
working
making
on.
A run for it. Jamie Foxx, I guess, finally made an appearance. He was accepted the Vanguard Award recently, and it's his first public appearance since the mysterious illness,
mm-hmm.
medical complications. He's also had some sexual assault allegations against him recently.
Was that part of that law?
Part of that law.
Yeah.
There was one against him. It seems to have gone away a little bit. Maybe there was nothing to it. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't do the research on it like I often don't. Yeah, here it is. Jamie Foxx sued for sexual assault. It allegedly took place in a New York City restaurant. I haven't heard the latest on it. But anyway, he made a 12-minute speech about his
recovery.
Strange. Still no answers really to what it was. And but he says he couldn't walk. He was on his deathbed. And I don't, is he good again though? It doesn't seem to seem like it seems like he's not 100% from what I'm gathering.
Uh-huh.
Like he's not back on sets and making movies again. So whatever the thing was, I guess. I mean, there was talk it was a stroke. That's mm-hmm. what we all heard. But it seems like he's showing no signs of a stroke unless it was a minor stroke. I don't know.
That would explain losing the ability to walk. You know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so, but anyway, people are glad to see him back, and that's exciting. So we're all excited for him. A lot of people are decorating their homes for the holidays. A lot of celebrities are decorating their homes. It's funny, when I look up celebrity news now, there's half the people I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's bad or good.
And you know every bass player from every band.
That's right. You can, but they're not doing anything about the bass player of a Rainbow. You know, if they
what's his name?
If they talked about when he was decorating his house, I would be interested. But Rita Ora and Jeannie Mae will be joining the Rockin' New Year's Eve 2024 with Ryan Seacrest, and we're starting that. I mean, it's that time of year.
Yep.
Who's going to be doing Rockin' New Year's Eve? Won't be alone this New Year's Eve. The longtime host and TV personality is being joined by three co-hosts as he once again does the Dick Clark's. And we still got to put Dick Clark's name on this. Mm-hmm. He died 20 years ago, but it's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Seacrest will be in New York City, Times Square, with singer Rita Ora. Now, this Rita Ora, been following her for a long time on Instagram. Good-looking lady, pretty lady. Goes out with that director, Takahashi Kitakani, you know, the guy who directs all those superhero movies and stuff. They're a couple, cool-looking couple. Seem like they got it going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she does. I don't know if she's a singer. I know she's a singer, but I've never heard a song. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe in Britain she's a big deal, but she's, once again, I think got a great publicist behind her because she's out there. I mean, she's doing Rockin' New Year. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Jenny McCarthy's out. It was Jenny McCarthy for a little while. She'd be running around out in the, they'd had her out in the streets. Jenny McCarthy'd be out in the streets, bunch of people jumping around wearing like Noxzema, because it's always like Noxzema's the promoter of it, or, you know. So they got like big Noxzema hats on and they're jumping around in the, and you know, and Jenny McCarthy's making them kiss because it's New Year's Eve and they're in Times Square.
Yeah.
You get it?
I do.
Jeannie Mae, she's been hanging around forever. She's like always like a host on one of these. It's like four gals sit around a table in whatever network you choose.
She'll be there.
She's always one of them.
Yeah.
So she's going to be there as well. And then, of course, Ryan Seacrest. That will air December 31st at 8 p.m. on ABC. Run through the countdown. Oh, there's Jeannie Mae. She's a nice-looking lady. Some other people. The annual event boasts a slew of performances by A-list appearance and A-list appearances in the 5.5 hours on air. Oh, my God, 5.5 hours. The lineup will be announced at a later date. Legendary TV host Dick Clark died in 2012 at the age of 82, and it continues to go on to honor his legacy. There you go. I wonder if they're going to have Andy Cohen and him do it over on CNN. Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper.
Getting all drunk.
They got
there.
Real drunk, and yeah, they're screaming and yelling at each other. And Andy's the real drunk one, and Anderson Cooper's got to pretend that he just can't believe it. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the bit. It used to be Kathy Griffin, but they fired her for whatever reason. Fun time. All right. Well, that's New Year's Eve. I don't have any plans for New Year's Eve, nor do I care to. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? I feel like we've done enough. I feel like we've given you some singles advice, given you some celebrity advice, given you Kiss. Kiss, of course, did the final show, maybe a little bit on that. We talked about it before they did it. They did it. But then right at the end of their final show, they released something where they said, we're not done yet. And here are like these characters,
like the Chuck E. Cheese?
No, not that. Not, I mean, I wish, but like computer generated characters.
Like AI?
AI or something. Generated characters. And they said, these guys are going to go on tour. And whether that, I mean, on tour, like on, not really on. You're not going to go sit in a seat and watch. Like cartoons. Yeah. I mean, maybe you could watch it online, a concert. I mean, if your people would do such a thing, who knows? Anyway, so there you go. That was that. But people seem to enjoy the show that they did, their final show. Some people were upset that they said it was a classless of Kiss not to acknowledge the other guys in the band along the way. Because there were other people besides the four who were on stage that night. Of course, there was Ace and Peter. But then there was Vinnie Vincent. And there was, I can't think of the other. But there was quite a few guys along the way. And they said they could have, Eric Carr, I believe his name was. And they could have, you know, kind of acknowledged, thank you all for your work over the years helping us out. But they didn't. I think of that. It's not nice.
No.
You know what that seems like to me? What was the word we were using?
Holidaying?
Yeah. It seems like they holidayed Vinnie Vincent.
They love bombed Peter Criss.
That's not cool. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on anything? What are we doing on time? Are we good on time?
We're good on time. We're at 42. Time.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta get on flights. We gotta be in Cleveland and Buffalo and Long Island and Rhode Island. There we are, East Coast, New York City. I'm in New York City on Friday night. If you guys got any tips on anything, and you know what I mean, but don't tell me that go see Cats.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with the city. Mm-hmm. If you got like real some underground shit, you're like, oh, Jesus, you got to know somebody's name, a secret password, velvet rope.
Mm-hmm.
I got you on the list. That I want to know about. Don't tell me where to go get hot cocoa. Okay.
Yeah. You want to run into like TJ Holmes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I want to run into TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Mm-hmm. Where are they hanging out?
Yeah.
Yes. So what do we got to get out of here?
This is the newest release, or one of the newest release, I should say. Fatboy Slim featuring for Rita Ora.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear this.
This one's called Praising You. Came out this year. Been low key with my business. Asking Rita, who
is it? Is it true? I've been taking off. That's her.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Rita.
And Fatboy Slim, remember him? He was all the rage there for a minute. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Not bad.
Maybe she'll do a song on New Year's Rockin' Eve. I watch it sometimes. I tune in for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is an old Fatboy Slim song. Remember this song? No. But she's just sampling
doing it with him. Yeah.
Now, heavily produced, once again, it's not like, but I'm sure she has a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Big star that I don't know. Ooh, here we go. Yes. Welcome to New Year's Rockin' Eve. I'm Chris Frangiola here with my friend Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora and Jeannie Most.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a great time. Everybody's excited about the ball dropping, and we're going to go down. Now I'm in the Times Square. I'm here in Bubba Gump Shrimp and talking to a couple of people who are excited about the new year here at Bubba Gump Shrimp. Here's a family from Seattle, Washington. It's Ryan. It's me, Chris, down at Bubba Gump.
Chris.
Seattle, Washington is the number one city for singles.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you're single, anybody out there, I recommend getting yourself to Seattle, Washington. Anyway, how are you guys enjoying your time here in New York City? You saw a lot of pee-pee-poo-poo? Yes, of course. and a lot of homeless penises.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're right. They got a pee-pee somewhere.
Yep.
So sometimes you'll see those. And you're excited about 2024?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. We got a lot going on in 2024. Do you listen to the Cover to Cover podcast? You should, yeah, because we're doing a lot of fun of things in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with a gal named Wendy? She runs a parade in Ronkonkoma. Yeah, well, I recommend if you guys have a horse, get out there around December 3rd.
Be 90 minutes early.
Yeah, be 90 minutes early because it's a bit of a process to dress a horse in Christmas garb. Don't fuck with Wendy. That's all the tip I'm going to give you. Anyway, back to you, Ryan. I could do it.
Yeah.
I think I could do that.
You could do it.
Yeah. I don't need to be up in the booth. I don't need to be the head guy. But you could send me walking around, Times Square.
You could
Square.
Give out Maxima hats.
Yeah. I could jump around with Jenny McCarthy and tell people to kiss. Thank you. Oh, Reed R's done?
Ended abruptly.
Wow. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.